Welcome to Extreme Faith with Dr. Gerard Curry, Senior Pastor of Tradition Worship Center in beautiful Port St. Lucie, Florida.
This is my Bible. As I look into the perfect law of liberty, the mirror of God's Word, I see myself as God sees me. I am who He said I am. I have what He said I have. I can do what He said I can do. I'm about to receive the incorruptible, indestructible, living seed of my living God. My heart is receptive. My mind is alert. And I will never be the same. Never, never, never. I'll never be the same. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. Praise God, you may be seated.
Now, we need to always bring pen and paper in the back of our bulletins. I know there's space to write, but we do need to take certain notes and then apply what we learn to our lives. How many of you know that there's a saying that says, knowledge is power? You've heard that saying. Well, that's not a complete saying. What is the actual right saying for that? Applied knowledge is power. Because you can have all the knowledge in the world and do nothing with it. You can have all the faith in the world and it's dead faith. So applied knowledge is power. So what we learn is what we must apply to our lives, our everyday life. And like my wife was saying, we can get into habits. We can actually make a habit of good things. You know, we make bad habits sometimes. Do you know if you can make a bad habit, you can make a good habit? Just takes a little bit of effort, practice, do it and continue doing it. And eventually, a good habit is getting up early and reading your Bible. That's a good habit. And so we can actually develop good habits that are going to increase our lifestyle, improve our lifestyle. Amen. And what I want to talk to us about today is what to do when the pressure's on. What to do when the pressure's on. I guess 2020 is a pretty good year to talk on this subject, wouldn't you say? I know that a lot of people are feeling pressure or under pressure, and there's good reason for people to be in pressure and pressurized at the moment. And so what happens is we become like a pressure cooker sometimes. We're so loaded that's when we've got so much pressure in our lives that we get into stress and all kinds of things. And stress is not a good thing. That's a bad habit to have. A bad habit is stress. We need to learn to get rid of stress out of our lives. Can you say amen? Now, there are many Christians in the world that can't handle pressure or adversity in their life. But you do know that pressure and adversity will come to everybody on the planet. There's nothing new under the sun. And as long as everything's going fine and wonderfully well and good, there's not too much pressure on a Christian person, then they're okay. They're okay. But as soon as they encounter problems in their life and the pressure starts coming and it never rains, it pours. When that happens, a lot of the times Christians fall apart and go to pieces and start freaking out. And that shouldn't be the case. Go with me to 1 Peter 5. 1 Peter 5. And I'm sure you're all familiar with this scripture by now. If you're not, I would encourage you to learn the scripture. And 1 Peter 5, verse 7, out of the New King James says, therefore, humble yourselves under the mighty hand of God, that He may exalt you in due time. Humble yourself. You know, humility today is a virtue that this culture doesn't value so much anymore. Humble. We don't hear that word spoken about. Humility. It seems to be the last thing on people's minds today when you look at how people are attacking each other, saying things about people, just tearing people down. There's no humility involved in that kind of thing. But let me tell you something. If you're not humble, you are the type of person, if you are having a problem with humility and walking in humility and recognizing your wrongs and recognizing you can't do it all, if you're that person that is never humble, you will not be able to receive the strength that God's got to offer. You know, the Bible says that God resists the proud. 1 Peter 5:6. God resists the proud, but He gives more grace to the humble. You want to be in the right side of that, of humility and pride. You want to be on the humility side. Because when you're humble, you will turn to God and say, I can't do this. And then his power becomes strong in your weakness. And so he says here, it goes on. He says, casting all your care. All of your care. How much of your care? Well, okay, I've got financial problems. I'm going to cast that on God. But this corona, I can't give him that as well. Or I can't give him the fact that my children are not serving him. Or I can't give him the cares of not having enough finances. No. The Bible says, cast all your care. You see, we're not designed to take the problems of the world. Who is it? Was it Atlas who's got the world on his shoulders? That's a wrong picture. It's Christ got the world on his shoulder. Come on. Christ is able. Atlas ain't. Come on. Really? When Christ, the Bible says that the governments of the earth are upon his shoulders. God is the one holding the world up. He's the one who can take the pressure. How many of you believe that's true? So he says, cast all your care upon him. Why? For he cares for you. Now, if you care for somebody, aren't you going to do your best to help them out of sad and bad situations? Of course you are. You care for your children. You care for your spouse. You care for your family, your loved ones. You will do whatever's in your power to help them when they're in a bad situation. Well, God is saying, cast all your care upon me because I'm able to do it and I care for you. I care for you. So cast all your care upon God. And you can do the litmus test or you can check yourself out and see, am I sleeping at night? Because if I'm not, it means I'm still carrying a lot of the care. Amen. Now, I know it's not easy. The voice says it, of verse 7, it says, since God cares for you, let him carry all your burdens and worries. You see, what happens is we get to the altar, we cast our cares, but by the time we're in our car, we've taken them back. That's what we do. Don't cast your cares upon your bank manager. Cast them upon God. God is the one who can do something about it. And so the Passion Translation says it like this. It says, pour out all your worries and stress upon him and leave them there. For he always tenderly cares for you. Those are different translations that have been taken from concordances and from the time that they were spoken and from the Latin and Greek. And look how they come out. Pour out all your worries and stress upon him and leave them there. You know, I was very famous for pouring it out on God while I was on my knees, but as soon as I stood up, I took it all back. How many of you know what I'm talking about? Now, it's not the easiest thing. I'm not saying, oh, it's simple, just cast him and walk around like, day up, nothing going on. No, you're going to have to fight to reject the cares. The Bible says, take those thoughts captive. And so when the thoughts of the cares are coming to your life about the coronavirus and about the no money and about the economy and about the whole political situation, I mean, there's a lot of cares going on right now. 2020 has been the wildest year that I've lived. I'm serious. I don't know another year like 2020, ever. Not in my lifetime. Maybe some of you do. I don't know. You know? I look at some people and I think, well, you must have been there in the first big Great Depression. That's a joke, okay? It's a joke. But really, this year, there's so many cares. And you just got to look around you. Look at people. I'm talking about Christians. They've got so much worry and so much care. We've got to learn to put it on Christ and leave it on Christ. We've got to learn to do this because he's able and capable to do something about it. We are not. If we were capable, Corona would have been gone. If we were capable, everyone would be back at work. If we were capable, people wouldn't have lost their livelihoods. People wouldn't be out of jobs. Businesses wouldn't be closing. We're not capable. You've got to understand, human beings are capable of so much, but they reach a limit. God doesn't have limits. And when we've reached our limit and they say there's nothing more we can do, that doesn't mean there's nothing more that can be done. But I've got to know from whence my help comes. And it comes from God. And I've got to learn to cast my cares upon Him. It's instructing us. Those verses we just read is instructing Christians to cast all their cares on the Lord. That means tonight when you get into bed, you put them on Jesus. You've put them on Jesus, and you're going to have a great night's sleep. Because I trust Jesus. I have faith in Jesus. I've got faith in the fact that I'm going to heaven. I really have. I'm confident I'm going to heaven because of what I've done and what He's done for me. And I've received it. I'm faithful to believe that. So if He's telling you to cast all your cares upon Him and leave them on Him, that means He's able because He cares about me and He doesn't want me to go to bed full of worries and concerns and all kinds of attacks from the devil. And now, like I said, it's not evil, but the Bible does say when the attack comes again, take those thoughts captive. It will try to get back on you. And even while you're lying down, now I lay me down to sleep. You remember? And the attack comes. You got to say, no, I am not going to be a part of your plan. Emotions, line up with the Word of God. Feelings, line up with the Word of God. Enemy, get out in the name of Jesus. I will not accept those cares back in my life. I've given them to God and I'm leaving them with God. And it's a fight. It really is a fight. We all go through it. I go through it. My wife goes, we all go through it. But you've got to learn to cast it upon the Lord and leave it upon the Lord. And so the next time you're coming under tremendous pressure, I want you to learn to walk above the pressure so that the circumstances don't bury you. You speak to Christians sometimes and you say, how are you doing? And they'll say, well, under the circumstances. Why are you under them? Christ took you out from miry clay and put you on the solid rock. Found out you are on top of. You are above the circumstances. Well, Pastor, this is just, you know, words. It's not just words. It's God's words. It's spiritual and it'll change things in your life. And so the next time you come under this tremendous pressure and you're tempted to cave in, I want to give you four things that you can do. Four things to help yourself overcome the attack of the pressure wherever it's coming from. And those four things, I'm going to name them right now, and then we're going to go through what we can get through today. Is that good? I want you to all say this. Keep your focus on God. Second one, focus on your potential in God. Say it. You can't make them personal, okay? Focus on my potential in God. Number three, focus on what God is saying. And the fourth one, I like this one because it works for me in my life. Have daily communion. Now, some people don't even know they can do communion on their own at home. We were brought up in the way where we're not allowed to touch it. We want, you know, the sacraments and it's sacrilege for anyone else to do it. That's not true. I do communion when I'm going through a major trial. I'll do communion every day. For how long, Pastor? Until the thing's passed. Until I've overcome it. That's what I do. I tell you, because there are reasons for this, and I'm going to give you the reasons why we do them. But if you follow these four simple steps of faith that I'm in faith that I'm about to give you, you'll be able to overcome the pressure and the circumstances overcoming you.
Hello, this is Dr. Gerard Curry of Tradition Worship Center in beautiful Port St. Lucie. We trust that our daily broadcast is a blessing in your life. We strive to bring you a word that will strengthen your faith and improve your relationship with our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. If you would like to sow a tax-deductible gift into this ministry, please go to traditionworshipcenter.com and click on the donate or give button and follow the prompts. Thank you for your continued support and God bless you.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of Extreme Faith. To hear this message in its entirety, log on to traditionworshipcenter.com or join us for our live services on Sundays at 10 a.m. and Wednesdays at 7 p.m. with youth and children's services available, located at 10799 Southwest Civic Lane, Port St. Lucie, in our beautiful Tradition Square Town Hall facility.
Now enrolling Synergy School of Tomorrow, Junior College in St. Lucie County, grades 6 through 12. Synergy is a college preparatory and vocational school that offers students who graduate a high school diploma with the potential of earning an